Welcome to Sacred Sunday. My name is Kara Bradley, and on Sundays, I like to bring you a lightly guided meditation as a way to help you to become familiar with yourself from some angle, from some aspect of your being. What I've learned over the years as I've practiced meditation is that this practice is a way of becoming familiar with ourselves. It's a way of getting to know who we are beyond the speed of everyday life, the busyness, the doing. Oftentimes, we are in such a rush and so crowded in our mind that we're unconscious of our behavior. We're unconscious of our patterns, our conditioning, our habits, ways we speak, ways we act, ways we control. And that's what we're going to practice today is getting under the hood, pressing pause, and giving ourselves permission to observe ourselves, to observe and perhaps get to know a bit more how we control situations, people, and outcomes. Now, this is a big topic, certainly one that most likely will not fix itself in one short meditation. But that's not the point. The point of these practices and why we practice every day is that oftentimes, most often, we are unconscious of our habits, our conditions, and our patterns. We're unconscious of how we control and grasp onto having to make things work out for us. We're unconscious of how we may be manipulating people, how we may be manipulating situations to work out for us. And we're also unconscious of our need to have things work out, our fixation on outcome. From my own experience in my own practice, seeing myself, getting to know myself, in the quiet space of meditation. Today, like I said before, we're going to focus on the tension of I, the tension, the contraction, it could be physical or mental or emotional, that happens when we try to control. And then how to remind ourselves to let go. So if you're not seated, and if you can sit, find a comfortable place. Close your eyes. And just tune in. Turn your attention inward by noticing your feet, your hands. Notice your heart beating, your pulse, somewhere in your body. As we take the first few moments to simply turn our attention away from our thinking mind and into our body. So find the throbbing of your heart. Notice your breath. You don't have to change it. Just simply allow your mind to rest on your breath. And now with your mind resting on your breath, without a hard fixation, with just a light attention. Open your palms up to the sky in this hand position of receiving. With your palms up, now we can allow ourselves to let go. Now, I can't tell you what you're trying to let go of, and you don't even have to bring anything specific to mind. What we're practicing here today and becoming familiar with is what it feels like in your body to be in receptive mode, to be in a mode of allowing as opposed to a mode of control. Sometimes for me, it's helpful to repeat like a mantra over and over. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Now, at first, this may feel uncomfortable. We spend much of our day trying to control situations, people, and outcomes. And it causes our bodies to be tense, causes our minds to be tight. As we practice letting go in our meditation practice, we then are able to recognize control out there in the world. Now, sometimes, of course, at work and in certain situations, especially if you're leading a team or leading a project, there needs to be a certain amount of drive, of action. And we're not talking about those situations. What we want to become familiar with is how we tense and contract in everyday life, in everyday situations, when we try to control people, situations, and outcomes. So resting in this openness, in this spaciousness, for just a few minutes, we're releasing our hold on everything, on this sense of control, of this sense of I. Now the I who is in control will reappear over and over as it's become our habit, the habit of I. But as we become familiar with ourselves in this place of openness, of ease of being, as we become more comfortable in our body, in our mind, in this place of allowing, we will start to recognize more and more out there even in the speed of life, even in the mix of busyness, we will start to recognize when we tense up, when we try to control. So recognizing this sense of ease, the ease of being, the ease of being in allowing, the ease of being present, the ease of being beneath the speed and busyness of our habitual conditioned self. So if your eyes have been closed, you can open them. Look around, notice for a moment what it feels like to see the world through the eyes of ease, through the eyes of allowing. As we do this more and more, as we practice letting go in our formal meditation practice, we will begin to carry it out into our daily life. This is how we start to release control, to let go of the control of our conditioned self. So for me, palms up is that physical reminder of what it feels like to be in that ease of being, of allowing. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for being open to these sacred Sundays. Take a look at the details in the show notes for more on what I'm doing, where I am, how I'm living an untethered and untangled houseless life, and I look forward to next time. Be well.